Hey there, folks. James Hilliard with you. Today, joining all of us is Ryan Witt. Ryan is the Vice President and Managing Director for the Healthcare Industry Practice at Fortinet. And on this episode of Connection Point, our discussion is going to focus on IT security, including health IT attack vectors and mitigating risk. Ryan, really do appreciate you joining us here today. So security threats, they're more of a problem today than ever. It seems like, though, we're hearing a little bit more about the healthcare organizations out there being subjected to more data breaches on a more frequent basis. Why are the hackers targeting healthcare?
Cyber attackers absolutely know the high value of medical record. And so that is why the industry, and I think there is now an industry of cyber attackers, are squarely focused on healthcare, because the data is rich in its content, and the richness of that content means it is exponentially more valuable. Let me give you a couple of examples. A medical record contains personal health information, it contains your addresses, it contains your spousal information, your dependent information, height, weight. So it's rich with data that can spin off to ID fraud, and also not to mention how you can compromise an insurance claim, medical fraud, et cetera. So the value of that data is exponentially higher, 10 times more valuable than, say, a credit card information, which essentially can be eradicated after minutes after being hacked.
As I mentioned, it seems like there are more attacks going towards healthcare now. Is healthcare more vulnerable to data breaches than other industries, or are we just hearing more about it now?
I think actually there is more vulnerable. So not only is the data more valuable, and therefore it's getting more attention from the cyber criminal community, but even the FBI came out recently and said that healthcare essentially is more vulnerable because of the lack of investment that the industry has made in protecting patient data, particularly in comparison to other industries who were at the forefront of the cyber criminal activity. Banking and financial services are two prime examples. The investments that financial services have made in their ability to detect attacks have got us to the point that essentially if a fraudulent activity or suspicious activity were to occur on a credit card, usually within minutes, your bank is contacting you via text or phoning you or whatever to ask you to authorize a transaction. They're not inherently more sophisticated than any other industry. They just have made the investment in the tools and the infrastructure that allows them to go do that level of analysis, report on gunset, and then take mitigating action. Healthcare needs to walk down that same path.
Let me ask you about this, Ryan. Are the attacks aimed towards healthcare the same approaches, phishing, other things that we've heard about when they go after financial services and things like that? Or is there a different type of attack?
From a healthcare standpoint, we believe there are basically three vectors of a healthcare attack, or there's three avenues that hackers will look to exploit within healthcare. And this certainly permeates Fortinet's thinking and from an R&D standpoint, and in terms of solutions that we're trying to build and problems we're trying to solve. So those three vectors are really a traditional cyber attack. So yes, that would be akin to any other industry. That'd be the use of phishing, malware, Trojans, et cetera. So those are the things that we're seeing today. That's the most prevalent form of attack. If somebody has broken into a healthcare network through the obtaining of legitimate credentials, usually through a phishing expedition. So I've got credentials, I've broken into your environment. That is one of the most successful form of attack today. But I would not underestimate the other vectors, because these are going to be the attacks that are going to be happening. I think, unfortunately, these are going to be attacks that are going to make headline news going forward. So it's the exposure of the medical devices. So if anybody's been to a hospital, you had a loved one or family or friends been to a hospital, you will realize it's a plethora of devices that are helping make that patient well. And this is the backbone of care provision. Almost all of these devices now are connected, and almost all of these devices were not built with the idea of, A, having to be connected, so it's often an afterthought from a connectivity, but they certainly were not architected with the idea that they need to have some sort of robust onboard security provision to safeguard the data that is being collected or tabulated by that device. And so this is a significant exposure point within anyone's network about either how you break into those devices from the outside, or if you're in the network, how do you attack these devices? that's going to be I think, unfortunately, a very topical report going forward. And then as you look at how healthcare is transforming itself and this desire to push care provision essentially back into the home and this whole, you know, wearable medical devices, the home-based medical devices, this will at some stage become what I call the edge of the healthcare network. And this will become, again, a third exposure point where a health system will have to offer robust level of security at the home. So think of the home being essentially a medical clinic in its own right, and we have to protect that medical clinic, that home clinic, in the same way we would protect the whole healthcare environment. So I think that today, yes, traditional attacks are the most prominent, most prevalent way that healthcare is exposed. But without doubt, the connected medical devices and home healthcare type connectivity are going to be two other ways that we'll see exposure in this industry.
Ryan, let me ask you, when you're out there talking to healthcare organizations, what are you suggesting as the top two or three things that they can be doing to protect themselves against these attacks?
Certainly from an infrastructure investment sort of standpoint, is if you look at the healthcare industry today, you look at where the investments have been from a technology standpoint, is very understandably been around the digitization of the patient record. That's been a mandated by the federal government, and there's been a rolling out of what we call an EMR, electronic medical record, or EHR, electronic health record. And so that's been where the investment has been. It's been in building out those applications and those infrastructures. As a result, there hasn't been this commensurate investment in the protecting of that data. So I think there are technologies such as next generation firewalls or advanced threat protection layers of technology capability that can be brought into healthcare to just start putting healthcare on par with other industries in terms of the investments that they've made. So we talked about how financial services or retail were at the forefront of cyber activity. They've made investments in those sorts of technologies. So those would be something I would recommend wholeheartedly at first. There's something else that I think we think is very interesting, though, what's called an internal segmentation firewall, which is the idea that you will put a firewall internal into your network. So if you think about the exposure that could exist with regards to medical devices, so we talked about a few minutes ago, and could we then put a little firewall internal to the network that's protecting those medical devices? And I think if you start looking at how we could segment or sequester traffic, so traffic that is already broken in to the network, you know, through these legitimate credentials, how do we then containerize or sequester that attack? You're not more broadly exposed. And I think if you look at a use case of a medical device, that would be a place I think would be really useful to go have some sort of additional, that's internal segmentation firewall level of protection, just because of what a hacker could do to those devices. I don't want to be alarmist. Many people within the healthcare cyber blog community basically feel that at some stage, a hacker will use ransomware to take over, you know, these medical devices, taking over refrigeration systems, taking over an ICU. And so this will be the next form of headline level of attack. And so if you have these levels of protection in place, there might be some mitigation there you can use to make sure that, you know, your health system is not part of that equation.
And Fortinet has been investing heavily in making these technologies available, working within the healthcare industry, really increasing your role within that industry.
Fortinet absolutely has been investing in healthcare as an industry, and we are building out a practice, a dedicated team that is focused on the healthcare industry, and we are looking to go solve these problems as it pertains to healthcare. So at some stage, you should expect Fortinet, as a result of this healthcare industry work, to go bring to market, you know, collaborative solutions with other third parties or dedicated healthcare solutions to the marketplace. There's a genuine investment, and we're doing this because we already are the largest network security appliance vendor in the marketplace, certainly if you measure that in terms of unit shipped. And if you look at our pedigree, Ken Z, the founder of Fortinet, It's essentially also considered to be the father of the firewall or the father of UTM, Unified Threat Management. So we have strong pedigree in terms of understanding how to solve deep, complex network security problems and applying them to an industry use case, and in this case, healthcare. So, you know, we feel we have a very strong foundation to work from, and we go bring to market products that would really go help solve the problems that are most, from a cybersecurity standpoint, at the forefront of what healthcare is experiencing.
Hey, Ryan, good stuff to appreciate the conversation here today. And obviously, there is a lot that healthcare organizations need to consider when it comes to their IT security infrastructure. Really appreciate you, Ryan, taking time to talk to the listeners here, right? Sharing some of the various health IT attack vectors and some approaches to mitigating risk when creating and deploying their IT security solutions. So again, folks, that's where we're going to wrap things up today on Connection Point. Thank you for joining us. Look forward to catching up with you on our next episode. If you are interested in learning more about Fortinet Solutions and the security services that PC Connection Inc. can offer your organization, I encourage you to visit pcconnection.com/healthcare or call 1-800-395-8685. And if you want to send us an email, you can do so connect@pcconnection.com. Thanks again for joining us. My name is James Hilliard, and we do look forward to talking to you all down the road.